Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics podcast. Don Munson, along with our women's soccer coach, Eddie Radwanski, whose team will be taking on Vanderbilt Friday, 5 o'clock at historic Riggs Field in the first round of the NCAA tournament. First and foremost, congratulations for another NCAA tournament. It's a fifth year in a row now where you all get to host a first-round game.
Well, it's, you know, really, congratulations to the team because they're the ones that have earned it. And you know, as you know, Don, when we've come here to to rebuild the program, one of the things you're always trying to work on is consistency. So this has been a great consistent standard that the team has established. You know, getting to the NCAA tournament, and not everybody gets the opportunity to host, and we've been very fortunate to be in that position to do so. So that's credit to the kids. Even after this year being a little banged up, you know, we still have the respect and got the job done. And hey, there's a lot of teams that aren't playing that are done. And I said this before in my 19th season as a coach, like I still get extremely excited about that selection show because it's just great. Whether you're a number one seed or not, it's just fun to be a part. I mean, it's you know, it's like Coach Sweeney says, like it's championship season right now.
Well, and the great thing about it is you're in the tournament, which means you have an opportunity. I mean, all you want is the opportunity to be able to go out there and win and possibly win a championship.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, before you do anything, you have to give yourself that chance and right. opportunity. And you have to earn it. And credit to our kids for doing that on a consistent basis. And this is it's kind of cliche, but it is. It's one game at a time. You know, our group made the mistake last year about looking ahead and having dreams and visions, and it's like, no, you can't do that, right? And we certainly can't do that this year because we're playing a very good team that's very capable of beating us. It's one of the top first-round matchups. So I'm kind of excited for that because it's like, yeah, I'm not sure what the result's going to be, but can we go out there and be the best and put our best foot forward and, you know, see if we can take advantage of playing at home at a historic Riggs?
Oh, no doubt about it. All right, let's talk a little bit about Vanderbilt. We'll talk about your team. 14-5-1, I believe they were on during the season. This is a team, you know, just take a look at stats. They get off about twice as many shots as the opponent does. I've gone through and looked at kind of the schedule, a couple of common opponents that are in there, Louisville, South Carolina for you all. So tell me a little bit about Vanderbilt and about this club.
Well, first off, they're very well coached. Good friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine are coaches there. You know, Darren's the head coach. He came there and helped turn that program around. He was spent most of his career at Penn. You know, but he's brought his disciplined style of play to Vanderbilt. You know, they've basically been playing 3-5-2 in an attacking formation. Now they have a you know, kid up front who's got 13, 14 goals yeah. right now that, you know, we obviously have to be mindful of. Majority of their goals come from wide areas and wide services. You know, that's kind of their tendency, part of their DNA. They're really good at it. That's something we have to be mindful of. It's a team that likes to keep the ball. You know, they play in the SEC, so they're in a good conference. You know, this team doesn't have very many weaknesses, and, you know, it's going to present a great challenge for us. Can we, you know, I always look at this like, can we take our journey from the season, culminate it, and now apply it into this moment, because this is really what you work for. You know, the ups and downs, the challenges, the celebrations, you bring it all to this point, and like, can we put it all together to put forth the performance against a very good team and find a way to get a win?
Yeah, you take a look. Haley Hopkins is the gal that leads him in scoring with, I think, 13 goals, 6 assists on the year. And this is a team that's also, as I look at my notes here, has outscored opponents 36-13. So not only are they scoring goals, they're not giving up anything.
No, Darren's teams have historically been very difficult, very stingy to play against. You know, it was surprising to see kind of South Carolina get 2 goals on them in the SEC tournament. But, you know, again, at this time of the year, it's kind of like anything can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't given up any goals. What happens if you give up a goal? You know, our focus is going to be on what are the things that we do well? What are the things that we feel that we can exploit? What are our strengths? How can we highlight them? And we feel like we've got some good matchups that we can cause them some problems. Obviously, that's something we want to focus on. But we do know that we're playing a very good opponent. We have to be at the best of our game. And it's going to be a heck of a match.
Yeah, we mentioned Hopkins with a 13 goal. The other thing about this team, you know, they have 14 different players that have put the ball in the back of the net at least one time. So they kind of, there is Hopkins with that 13, and there's some other people though you got to be mindful of.
Oh yeah, it's not a one man machine, one woman machine, so to speak. You know, they're almost a bit like us, where for years, you know, remember you were saying, God, you have 16 players who've all scored, or 17 players, or 15 players, and, you know, everybody chips in. You know, they're similar to us, where they're good on set pieces. You know, that's something, you know, this could be an interesting battle, two teams that are good on restarts. But the Haley Hopkins kids is not the only kid up. You know, there's a player up front with her that's chipped in 5 or 6 goals. You know, the left side of the field is very good. The number 15 is, you know, she's a great server of the ball. She's left-footed. She strikes the ball really well. You know, that'll keep a lot of our attention there. You know, they swap two goalkeepers, which is a little bit different. They play three in the back. You know, so we have, you know, we played a few teams this year that played 3-5-2, so it's not going to be a complete surprise. But it throws, you know, there's going to be an angle adjustment for one of the teams. You know, hopefully we can influence a little bit of our will to take advantage of it, but we also have to be mindful of their shape and what they're going to bring. And obviously, it's not just an average team. This is an above-average team.
It is an above-average team. I mentioned that they had 14 different players that have scored a goal, but so have you. And you all, you look at the stat sheet, you all have been very balanced as far as who's scoring goals for you.
Well, it's been very consistent over the last several years that we've had that. I think we're about to add that players that you're going to see 10-plus goals. But to have that consistently just shows the strength and balance of our team. And it's not just the starting 11. It's the kids who come off the bench as well that make a contribution, whether they play in the back or midfield or up front. You know, it's good to have that because it keeps other teams on their toes and gives us more decisive opportunities to take advantage of teams. And, you know, we've been building our program, it's like we just didn't, oh, you know what, get the ball to so-and-so. That's the only one who's going to score. Like, you can get closed down and shut down easily with our group. And a little bit similar to Vanderbilt is that, yeah, you could focus on this kid, but if you focus everything on there, these other kids can hurt you as well. I think we're in the same type of position.
One of the things that kind of jumped off the stat sheet as I was printing it up and looking at it, first half, you all have outscored opponents 9-7 in the first half. But you come back now, second half, you've outscored opponents 23-12. Is there something there? Is it just as simple as making adjustments? I mean, that to me just kind of jumped off the page at me.
I like to say it's great halftime talk. No, it's, you know, I've noticed it. It's you wonder about that as a coach, and I just think part of that for the season is with us still. You know, I still understand we're a young team, and you know, you always. My guess at it is we start the game and we're a little bit conservative, trying to figure out what's the feel of the game going to be. And then all of a sudden I think we get to halftime and go, oh, hey, we're better, or hey, we can do this, and there's a little bit of trust and build. And that's part of what this team's growth and development is going to be. It's nice to know that we can, you know, we respond well in the second half. But I just think it's part of our journey and how we're growing. And again, you know, the thing that I'm really happy about this year is that our young team and a lot of these young players are getting experiences throughout the season, playing in the ACC conference, playing in the ACC tournament, and now the NCAA tournament. Like, this experience is going to benefit us for the next 4 to 5 to 6 years, without a doubt.
Well, recently you had a couple, you talked about some young players in the team. You had two that made ACC all-freshman team, and both of them have been just really, really good, solid players for the entire year.
Oh, absolutely. Really, really happy and super congratulations to, you know, to Malia Morris. I mean, what a nice compliment for her. You know, unfortunately, she suffered an injury and couldn't finish out the season, but still was recognized with an All-ACC nomination there. And then, you know, Hal's had a very, you know, heck of a first year for a freshman. You know, Hal's a special player, and she's going to do great things for us. And it's nice especially when you're a young player and the peers of your conference recognize for what it is you're going to do. So we're really proud and happy for that. And that's just part of, you know, we think what happens when you come to Clemson. We have an opportunity to be better, make you better. And you know, we're still building forward about, you know, what we're going to do as a program. But here in this moment, I want them to seize the moment, because you only get this chance once, right? And part of my, our messages for this is let's leave the field. Let's leave this week with no regrets, right? Whatever the result may be, let's walk off the field with no regrets. We had regrets last year. So, you know, you can learn from that. You can learn from adversity, right? So let's see if we can grow a little bit here and take advantage of it. And, you know, obviously we want to continue to play, but you have to earn that right. And I think our group is prepared for that.
About 12 days will be the distance between matches. Last time you played to this match here against Vanderbilt, what has happened to your team in that 12 days? We've mentioned you've been a little bit banged up. First and foremost, did it help from a health status? And what have you kind of been focusing in on these 12 days as you get ready for this?
Well, a big part has been the rest and the recovery. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some people who had been out that, you know, we're able to get Courtney Jones back. You know, she'll be 100% for the game, which is great. You know, we might have Mariana available, which is great because she's been out for the last 2.5 weeks. And just the wear and tear of the season, especially on the young players, because, you know, they've been exposed to a physical demand that they've never been exposed to before. They've just been playing high school and club, and, you know, they may get a tough game once in a while, and now all of a sudden they show up here, and, like, every weekend is tough. and the physical loads and demands pile up on that. You know, we're mindful of that. I think that's going to be our greatest benefit from that. And then just our training of late, you could just see there's a little extra bounce in our step. You know, there's a little bit more urgency. Excuse me. And I think that's come back from not only do you get a physical rest, you kind of get a spiritual rest. And your soul gets gets revived. And you're kind of excited to get back at it. And we've been really intentional and decisive in our training. You know, we haven't been out there long. It's like, hey, we're going to work on this, this, and this. Let's get after it. We need your full attention here, meetings and so forth. And I think everybody's recognized the moment and is excited for it in the way that you want them to be. So, I mean, we're checking all the right boxes. And I like where our team is at this point from a physical and a mental perspective.
Well, certainly at home, y'all have gone 8-1-1 at home this year. The flip side of that, Vanderbilt's gone 6-3-1 on the road. So whatever they, you know, they're traveling. They seem to be traveling pretty well. But, you know, and this is, I guess, your chance to call out to the fan base here. We want to make this a great atmosphere for our ball club on Friday.
Well, 100%. I mean, to all those Clemson fans out there, you know, we need you. And thank you for all of you that come throughout the season. Hey, last night being at the men's game for that ACC semifinal, that was awesome. Right, you could feel the electricity, and you know it's ironic that you know we were clearly the better team last night, but credit to Pitt for hanging around and making things interesting and making it a game late in the game. But you could feel the crowd pulling our team along when they were getting a little bit fatigued, and they wouldn't let Clemson drop, and I felt that energy as well. So that's something that transfers onto the field. And watching the group of students and Central Spirit that was out there, I mean they were rocking and rolling, you know. We definitely need those people to come out. We love them to come out, and we want to make Clemson proud by winning this game at home and advancing in the tournament.
How much does maybe with the success of the men's team this year, you know, here they are going to an ACC championship game right now, ranked number one in one of the polls. Your offices are just right across the hall from one another. Do you see that the players feed, and do the coaching staffs feed on one another?
Oh, absolutely. I know I do. I mean, I think it's advantageous for both programs to do well because, you know, a couple years ago when Mike's group won that first ACC championship in that incredible game against Louisville, like there's this phrase out there, like celebrate the success of others. It's really – it gives you a great feeling. It was awesome to watch. I felt – you know, I feel like I'm a part of it. And, you know, the team – our teams are – they get along so well. I mean, I can't thank the men's team enough. They have been the most consistent supporters to come out, and they're pretty funny when they're out there with their chants and singing and so forth. But that whole dynamics here is something what makes Clemson special because a lot of the athletes root for each other. They come out and support one another. And obviously our bond and relationship with the men is one of those special ones. So we're super excited for them. I know they're super excited for us, and 100% we take off the vibe of each other.
Good enough, right. Clemson women's soccer versus Vanderbilt, first round of the NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament, 5 o'clock, historic Riggs Field. Tickets are on sale through the official website of Clemson Athletics, clemsontigers.com. They'll also be available, obviously, there at Riggs as well. Looking for a big crowd on a Friday night, certainly, Eddie. All the best to you. And like you said, This is win in advance. This is literally the one of those things where it's just one game at a time.
Absolutely, and it's these final game at home, really, for these seniors. And for all those that are coming early for the football game, come on out and support the Tigers. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Ed Radwanski has been our guest. For everything Clemson athletic-wise, right there at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com is your source. For Eddie Radwanski, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.